are monitoring.
Hey, mobile.
Early morning to you, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
If you are up and around early.
Getting ready to go to a ham fest later today.
What is happening down there? Was it at the Spartanburg Fairgrounds this morning? I had to take a ride down there, and yesterday I decided I wasn't going to. This morning it's raining, and I can't really do much at the house, so I was maybe thinking about taking a ride down there. I don't know. I think it's going to be small, but it'd be nice to be able to at least support the ham fest, you know.
Well, and I'm going to Piedmont right now to go meet and pick up my girlfriend and bring Lisa with me to the ham fest. So if you want to meet who I'm with now, there's an opportunity.
All righty. Well, let me, right now I'm running to pick up my daughter, get her to work. Her car's being repaired, and I need to get home and get a shower going and get myself ready to roll around and do whatever I'm going to do today. But, yeah, I might take a ride down there just for the heck of it. So if I do, I'll text you, and we'll find a spot to meet up down there. Of course it isn't all that big.
It is raining where I am right now, just coming from the house. And I don't know if it rains, the tailgating part of the ham fest might be a little bit sparse.
It's kind of a drag that it's raining, but I'm glad they're at least doing the ham fest and you know, maybe getting things back to normal. So anyway, that's what's going on this morning. Hey, you had your cataracts removed not long ago, did you not?
By a doctor here in Greenville who is now retired, Dr. Donaldson. But, yeah, I had both eyes done using the laser procedure, and really was a blessing.
Any kind of, do you have astigmatism?
I've never had astigmatism before, and I do not now.
Able to just use a standard lens. I'm going back and forth between using a standard lens or spending $2,800 on a special lens, and I'm just not convinced the $2,800 is going to be worth the extra money, you know what I'm saying?
Lens, is that like progressive so that you could not have to wear reading glasses?
Probably a what they call a torque lens, and it is it takes care of the astigmatism. However, more than likely, you're still going to need to wear glasses. That's why I'm saying, why bother with the extra money? They do make another lens that's even more money that will basically correct your vision, you know, back to almost 20/20. But, you know, I just can't, I don't think I can justify that kind of money, lens that I'm still going to have to wear glasses.
Well, yeah, in my case, I had the choice between progressive and just the standard lens, and I chose the standard lens. So for reading or up-close work, I do have to use the reading glasses. But when all was said and done, I'm 20/20 in one eye, I think 20 and 25 in the other. So we were really successful.
Standard lens. Hey, Gary, give me just a couple minutes. I got to get some gas here real quick. I'll shout back to you in a minute, ND7J.
Be here next hour or so. 73, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Echo Yankee at D7J.
Still here?
Yeah, getting back to the eye thing, I think I'm just going to go with the standard lens. You know, they say, I've done some reading, and this torque lens that they're talking about, it's really designed for people with like a 1.5 or greater diopter astigmatism. And my one eye is like 0.5, and my other eye is 1.4. So one eye is actually, you know, probably good for it. The other eye probably doesn't need it. But everybody that I've talked to and everything that I've read, even people with astigmatism who have chosen to do a standard lens and had great results, I think that's kind of the direction I'm going to go.
And are you going to be using the laser procedure?
Doing laser procedure, to tell you the truth, Gary, I'm not sure. They told me that it's a no-needle procedure. So I don't know, and I never asked, because I really didn't want to know whether they do that with a laser or whether they do that in some other manner. But it's supposed to be no needles, however they are able to accomplish that.
Procedures that I'm aware of are laser or scalpel, because what they have to do is they have to go in and take out the cataracts and then replace the lens with a new artificial lens, and they've got to get it in there somehow. You might also talk to Carl Whitaker, W4RCW. About the same time I had mine done, he had his done. Now, every person is going to be different. Every person is going to be unique. So this is not a blanket thing. But he had the scalpel procedure, and he had real issues for a long time in one eye. Took them a really long time to finally get it straightened out.
Here, for sure. So I will probably check and see whether they're going to do a laser or a scalpel. I think it's probably the scalpel. I'm not sure. And they warned me, you know, of a lot of different issues that you could possibly have. It's a very common surgery, and issues are, well, I don't want to say few and far between, but something like that. So, you know, it's very possible that he was one of the few and far between, or maybe there's, you know, issues. I'm not sure. It's like anything. Anytime you go in for any kind of surgery, there's always a risk.
Well, one thing they do tout with the laser procedure, it's faster healing. Yeah, I was actually, you know, like the next day. I mean, coming out of surgery, I was seeing much better. So, do some investigation. Maybe even go online and read about the difference. And I'm no expert. I can just tell you what my experience was. And it definitely would do it again. Absolutely. Because it was getting so bad, I was getting a lot of glare problems at night with oncoming lights, and driving to and from the ham classes was getting a bit iffy. So, if for no other reason than to correct that. I still go back in every year to have them examine the eyes and whatnot, and I am starting to get a little bit of glare again, but it isn't so bad. But they say that's normal, and we can take care of it with another laser treatment, zap, zap, and it'll be just like it was again. So, and when you finally get it done, it's like the world now is in high definition.
They tell me that I will be, I'm the first one in that morning. I got to get there at 6, procedures at 7:30, and by 8:30 I should be on my way home. And they also said that healing time is, you know, basically the same day, at the very most the next day. So I'm going to have to ask him exactly what procedure they're using. It's probably in the pamphlet that they gave me as well. I just haven't really explored it quite yet. But I've heard, you know, basically good things for the most part. So we're going to get it done, that's for sure. And I have a real problem with glare at night, especially if, like, right now it's raining. It's a little bit nerve-wracking, actually.
And this would take care of that completely. And, yeah, the actual procedure, you know, it's very much like LASIK. The actual procedure only takes a few minutes. It's just getting you prepped and ready to go. And I guess one of the things that they gave me, the nurse said, okay, here, take these pills. This is the I don't care drug. And once you take that, you don't care what they do.
Yeah, I've experienced that drug before. Sometimes I like to have some of those at home just for those days that you just don't want to care, for sure.
All right, well, let me let you go here, and I'll concentrate on the driving. Got a little ways to go here, but hope to see you later this morning, and we'll be in touch. ND7J, all the best from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
For the info too as well, I appreciate it. And I'm thinking I'm kind of leaning towards maybe going down there. I want to see what Sandra's got going on this morning, and see what we've got happening. But anyway, you have a good one. If I see you, I'll see you. If I don't, good talking to you. We'll talk soon. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, ND7J. I'll be clear. 4E, what?
Hi, here.
Hey, buddy, this is KO4HDJ. I know you're signing off. I just wanted to jump in real quick and give you a shout-out and a big thank you. I did your online training classes, and passed my test last Wednesday and got my last Saturday and got my first ticket Wednesday. And just wanted to reach out there while I heard you and say thank you for putting those online. You did a great job. And I just got my book yesterday, starting on my general next.
Congratulations, and I'm very proud of you. Way to go. We love hearing from our students far and near as to how they're doing, and it's really rewarding. We're going to have a couple of online classes starting next month for the Amateur Extra and for a technician, and so we're looking forward to that. But, way to go. A name here is Gary, as you know. What's your name?
My name's Tim. I'm down here in Williamson, South Carolina.
I think I heard you in QSO with somebody else here recently. Fine business. Well, very happy to hear the news that you made it. And are you coming to the Spartanburg Hamfest, Greenville Spartanburg Hamfest today?
Today, I really wanted to, but we already had a guy scheduled to come and do some work on the house, and my wife's not going to let me get out of that. I would love to get out there and meet some of you guys, and I hope to be able to soon, but today's just not going to work out for me.
Well, just wanted to see if we could have an eyeball cue, so as they say. Great. Well, we're listening for you, very, very happy to hear your news. And, if we can do anything to help you with regards to the general class, all the handouts, there are links to the handouts in the description box on the YouTube pages for each of the general class videos, so you can get all the handouts. Or if you send me an email, w4eey@arrl.net, I'll send you links to all of the handouts so that you can download them and follow along.
Man, I'll do that. And I made a little donation through your website last time when I finished up the other one. And when I email you this time, I'll find out what the cost of the class is. And taking that class on YouTube is no different than sitting in there in person. It didn't feel like to me anyway. So I feel like I want to pay you for it and help support the effort there. You're doing a great job, and I really do appreciate it. And really appreciate you making it free, even though you don't ask for a donation.
Giving back to a hobby. I mean, the hobby, when I first got into it, actually ended up being kind of my career, because I ended up working for Voice of America, which is just ham radio on steroids. Instead of a 1,500-watt transmitter, you got a 500,000-watt transmitter. But, I owe a lot to the hobby and just wanted to give back. Didn't see a lot of ham radio education going on, and God has just pushed us in certain directions, and I couldn't be more thrilled. So, Tim, I couldn't be more thrilled about your news, and keep going. You can do it.
Appreciate it. I'm working on it. I know you got to concentrate on driving, but while I heard you, I just wanted to jump in there and tell you, again, you did a great job, and I really appreciate it, and thank you. Keep going. You're doing good. KO4HDAJ, clear.
And if you see me, say hey. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.